Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Driveway Liberty Podcast. The only podcast recorded live in a driveway. Hey guys, welcome to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. I am your Uncle Wes, and I am sitting here with my good friend, Dan Matichero. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. We're in the driveway tonight.
Right? Did I not say that?
No, but we're actually in the driveway.
Yeah.
We usually tell them when we're in the garage.
But we are
in the driveway. Sky looks pretty good.
We got some chemtrails up there, but other than that, we're in good shape.
We've had some rain the last couple of days.
Yeah. Man, but that thunder was rough yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Luna loved that.
My dog would not go out and pee.
Yeah.
She held it until it moved over.
Luna was under the couch.
I believe it.
Under the couch.
Mine was cuddled up with my daughter, trying to stay away from the boom booms, as we call it in the house. I'm doing something a little different with the audio because we are kind of, I don't know what happened, but we're maxing out. We're in the red zone.
Uh-oh, we're in the red?
Yeah, we can't do that. That's not good. That'll distort when I'm mixing and editing it.
Did you fix it?
I did, man.
All right,
good. We're in good shape.
Good man.
Cool. Yeah, man. So, dude, it's been a crazy week for me. I know you've had some things happen. That new song I got came out. I'm still pegging this out. What's going on? And it's kind of done pretty well, man. It made it to number 7 on the Hyped at top 100 blues charts.
The
recall them all, yeah. And still has momentum. Matter of fact, I was supposed to hear from my publicist today. I don't know what he's got going on. Maybe he emailed me and I didn't see it. But man, it's interesting. People are using it in their reels and in their TikToks and
sweet.
Yeah, man. So I thought thought that was pretty neat, man.
Very cool.
Yeah, who knows? I may be on tour soon.
Nice.
You got to be my stage guy, though, but you got to be my stage manager and tell everybody where to put shit if I do that.
I'll direct traffic.
We can do the podcast on the road. Yeah.
That's right.
We'll coincide it. It'll be the West Herndon tour and the Driveway Liberty media tour.
There you go.
We'll go all the different towns and interview the locals.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah, sound like a good time.
So I actually umpired this past week South Walton held called it the South Walton Showdown.
Oh.
And they held wasn't really a tournament. It was more of a showcase, just teams playing each other, et cetera. But they brought in, like, the state champions from, like, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia.
Wow.
Tennessee. I mean, they had schools from all over the Southeast and kind of did nothing special, just played each other, you know, not an organized bracket or anything like
that. Right. They just played. Gave them an excuse to come to the beach.
Yes, it did. It did. But the difference between this, because we got Kentucky week next week,
right,
where we get schools from Kentucky and Ohio that come down.
Right.
The Kentucky and Ohio week, that's the first time they play baseball. They open their season here with these exhibition games here.
Right.
They count, but they're the start of their season. With these guys that they played, they've already played like 10 games.
No shit.
So they're already seasoned coming in here. And there was some damn good baseball. And there was also a almost bench-clearing brawl in the game I was involved in.
No kid.
So is the number 3 team in the country out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was playing a school out of Winter Park, Florida.
Right.
Winter Park team's pretty highly ranked in Florida, but not nationally ranked.
Right.
In the top 20. And they were in a 3-3 battle. Go into the top of the 7th, and the Baton Rouge team's the visiting team.
Right.
So they get up, and the first batter gets up and strikes out. I don't know if the catcher said something to him. It was a little smack talk going on between them. Winter Park wanted to beat him bad.
Yeah.
Because they were such a highly ranked team.
Yeah.
And struck him out, and the catcher threw the ball back to the pitcher, and the batter turned around at two-hand palms to the chin. knocked his head back, and the catcher flew backwards, didn't fall, but flew backwards. And the third baseman from Winter Park ran from third base into that batter. And then the coaches all came out. The Winter Park kids came over. Now, our job as officials is we ain't getting involved.
You just get out of the way.
We just stand back and write down numbers.
Yeah.
So who's ejected.
Right.
But nobody really left the bench.
Okay.
You leave the bench, you're automatically ejected. Nobody right. really left the bench, although
the coaches.
It would have.
Yeah.
If the two of them kept more than just kind of push each other.
Yeah.
It would have been a bench clearing brawl. I just would have stood by the mound and just write down numbers. But so we ejected the kid who pushed, started it, and we ejected the third baseman who came running in. But it was the seventh inning.
Yeah.
And Winter Park ended up beating them 4-3.
Nice. Good for Winter Park.
Yeah. So yeah. It was, but that kid from Florida, FHSAA, is probably going to give him a few games off.
Oh, really?
Now, we don't decide that. We just do the report and
right.
give yeah. him information. But the
High School Association.
Yeah, he's a Florida player, so we're so, playing in Florida. So all the
so
regular
third
rules.
Baseman?
Yeah, for Winter Park. Yeah, he's a good ball player, too. I mean, both teams were outstanding.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So
sounds
Stoneman like Douglas, real. Who everybody knows Stoneman Douglas with the whole Parkland shooting,
yeah.
they got the best baseball team in the country.
Really?
Yeah, like 3 years in a row. They're like 58-0, and they lost on the last day.
Oh, who'd they lose to?
I don't remember who it was. They beat South Walton 4-1, which was a pretty competitive game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was their first loss in, like, I don't know, 3 years, I think.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a fun time. South Walton's got big-time field now, turf, whole nine yards.
They're ready.
Nice facility, so they're –
they're drawing
they're
in
all these people in, yeah.
Well, that's good for the local economy.
It is. I think about that. We had teams. I mean, there was like 10 teams here from all over the Southeast staying in rental houses here.
And yeah.
Just at the beginning of spring break. So.
The key is to have the facilities to bring them in the off months.
Yes.
I mean, we're in the middle of spring break here. Mm-hmm. So. You're just adding to the group.
Yeah.
There were a shit ton of people here last week.
It's baseball season, though. You can't. It's hard to play baseball in February.
That is true.
Gets cold here.
It does. It's almost a little chilly. It's actually supposed to be in the 40s tonight.
Yeah. Well, as soon as the sun went behind the houses, it got a little bit. We had to go get the hoodies.
Yeah, we did.
We had to break out the hoodies. A little breeze.
Yeah, it got a little chilly.
Yep.
It sure did, buddy. It sure did. Well, that's All my stuff last week was music related, so I think I've talked enough about that. That's not what this podcast is about.
No, no.
So,
we'll just.
Yeah. But.
Like my mother-in-law said the first time she listened to this podcast, you guys just sit down and shoot the shit, don't you?
That's an accurate statement.
I said, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we throw some topic that's in the news out, and most of the time we're shooting the shit.
We just shoot the shit. That's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
Speaking of. Shooting the shit. I think you've got some shit to shoot.
Yeah. So it looks like we all know about Trump's big, $454 million.
Yeah, they
judgment.
Said that he can't come up with it.
Well, he tried to secure a bond.
Right.
But in order to secure the bond, he would have to post collateral in the amount of about $557 million.
Right.
So the lawyer said that basically they're not going to be able to get a bond prior to an appeal, and the screwed up laws in New York. I mean, get the hell out
he's
of that
he's got to post
state.
The bond before he can appeal, right?
Yeah, you can't appeal.
So
either pay
done.
The fine or you post the bond.
Mm.
And I almost think Trump's just going to give him the double barrel middle finger and – they're saying they're going to seize his assets, which is Trump Tower that's in New York. I don't know if he's got any other property in New York. He probably does.
Yeah.
That was his home state before he moved here.
Right.
So I guess we'll see how it plays out. But it's the total amount between Trump and his top executives, which is mostly his family.
Right.
Is $467.3 million prior to interest, I believe. So, and then I guess there's the interest, the fine was $354.8 million, and then they charged him $100 million in pre-judgment interest.
Oh, wow. Pre-judgment interest.
Yeah, so this get New
That's
York,
like future possibilities.
New York's just making shit up.
It's just like future possibilities that we talked about last week.
Yeah, so they got him. George Soros is, attorney general is, or lead prosecutor, whatever the hell her position is, Letitia James.
Right.
Has got him in a quandary.
Right.
But we'll see. I think some of this stuff is going to go before the Supreme Court because this shit is just not. It's not right. I mean, whether you're a Trump fan or not, this is them trying to take a candidate off the board.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
There is no other reason. Even in Georgia, they threw out the racketeering charges.
Yeah.
So there's no grand conspiracy that they were talking about.
Somebody posted. Where is it at?
There's still some minor charges there that they're going to go through, but they kept Fannie. I guess Fat Fanny, who
they made the dude resign.
Liar,
her lover
they got rid of the other one.
The lover had to resign, but she's still there. In what reality? Somebody holding cash and paying a guy for sex? Because that's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
Allegedly, let me say that.
Well, I don't know if it was allegedly anymore.
But basically, giving him cash under the table, which she admitted to in court.
Yeah. She's not a smart person.
How the fuck is she still involved?
Because George Soros got her the gig. He's funding her.
Yeah.
Did you hear her talk?
She's retarded.
How does that
man.
Person get in at that type of position? He can't even
How
speak English.
How does that
English?
Person get a law degree?
I don't know. The world's fucked up, dude.
Dude, I had this conversation, and I feel like based on my ancestry DNA, I can have this conversation.
Mine too. Like a 0.4%.
I've got two direct from the 1800s African-American ancestors that were in South Carolina, one in North Carolina. But I had this conversation with my daughter just today about how the white male currently is the most discriminated against individual on this planet.
I don't think it's even close.
No, it's not. And you look at and what brought this conversation on is somebody shared a reel that of this conservative saying something, and my daughter's like, I hate him. He's not very open-minded or something like that. I'm like, what? And it led to this conversation about the white male. I mean, because you look in commercials now.
Well, yeah, that's all she knows, right?
It is, man. I mean, and you look at. I mean, there's the running memes of Netflix where they're like, like Queen Elizabeth, and it's a black woman, or some Swedish-based fairy tale.
They do it with every. They do it with all the Disney movies because they did that. There was the one Disney movie. That they made the freaking mermaid.
Yeah.
They did that. So it's like, and then it becomes.
And that's based off a Hans Christian Andersen book.
Yeah, because he.
Who's the whitest dude in the whitest area writing about the whitest people that were the white in the white world?
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't necessarily have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the entire aversion. To not including white people white males in anything.
And you know who's doing this? White people.
Yeah.
It's white people that are doing
self-loathing, self-hating white people.
Yeah. So the white people, I guess they feel they got to make up for the world's ills.
Yeah.
And in reality, I believe the first person to sell somebody into slavery was a black person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been going on. And they're still slaves now.
They're absolutely.
In the Middle East,
they're slaves.
But nobody's.
Parts of Asia.
But nobody's chained them off.
The case can be made that the entire.
Nike factory is slaves.
Well, not just that, but the entire Chinese government and country are slaves.
Yeah.
Because they are making these guys get tattoos of their social credit score now. And they have to be scanned.
They got a little barcode?
Yeah, a little barcode. It's the mark of the beast, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew
they
that
said
the
we're
six,
crazy. They who, said we're crazy.
No. We're nuts. We're nut jobs.
Science fiction from like...
I know we're going way off topic. I know you've got like 47
it's all right. It's
slides
okay.
and
this
stuff.
This is what we do.
I got a conversation the other night at one of the venues. I'm not going to mention the venue, but one of the venues I play music in. And I always go in pregame. Before I play, after playing, you know, thousands of shows, I still get a little nervous before I go on stage. So I go in and have a few beers just to calm my nerves. And I got in a conversation with these gentlemen from Birmingham, Alabama. I should, because I'll tell you that story later. But
there's a Birmingham in another state.
There's a Birmingham in England. Birmingham, England, but they had a southern accent, so there's no.
Well, I went to Edinburgh University. So.
There you go. So, but we got in this conversation. These good old boys, and when I say good old boys, I mean like typical. They're in their 70s. Typical Southern Democrats. So not only were they good old boys, they were rednecks and they were racist. They're telling like black jokes and all this stuff. And then the conversation, they had had a few before they got there. So they had overachieved, as you and I say. Mm-hmm. Conversation turned to politics.
I bet that was interesting.
Well, they were all in favor of funding the Ukraine. They think Putin's the most evil dictator in the world, which I'm not saying he's not evil.
So they're Fox News guys.
They're CNN, MSNBC style guys.
Oh, they're leftist rednecks.
Yeah, I said they were Democrats.
Oh, I missed that.
Old Southern Democrats, which means in a lot of ways they're conservative, but they don't understand politics.
Yeah.
So I finally
they don't understand a lot of things.
So it was getting time for me to go on stage, so I couldn't sit there and really debate. Plus, when I'm out playing music and it's not a political event.
Yeah, but it would have been a total waste of time.
It would have been a total waste of time, but there was a couple sitting next to me. We got on the vax conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
I got some vax stuff.
Well, we'll get to that. Let me finish this. And they started getting on this vax stuff, and I said, wait, you would have it was on the shutdowns. I said, you would have shut down the country? It's like, yeah. What would have you done? I said, I would have left shit open. I said, we proved right here in Florida after a month or 3 or 4 weeks that we were just fine. By opening
better
up.
Better than fine.
We were better than fine. Matter of fact, he admitted earlier in the conversation of being down here every few weeks in 2020.
Mm.
I'm like, your ass was down here.
Surprise,
because
surprise,
we were
surprise.
Open and y'all weren't.
Yep.
Well, there was a couple sitting next to me. I don't know them, and they left before I could speak to them. But they're from Florida. They're from down here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting hot. At these guys
they're
and something happened while I was on stage where they pissed those old dudes off and they got up and stomped out. But dude was amen in everything I was saying. He's like, amen, yeah, I would have never shut it down. What the fuck, you know, how can you? And these guys are gonna vote for Biden. I'm like, hey, what, wait, what
world do you live in? That all right, so that rolls it in here. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on. So,
all right,
we all know what the corporate media and the Democrats, which are the same thing,
mm-hmm.
their plan, and it's pretty much been made public, is number one is discredit and destroy any third party candidate.
Sure.
And then keep the spotlight on Trump.
Yep.
So the election becomes a referendum on him and not Biden's catastrophe as presidency.
Right.
The economy, Afghanistan, energy prices, the border blow up, the whole nine yards. So, and that's how they got enough votes to swing, cheat, whatever you want to call it, the election in 2020. Kept it close enough to be able to be in that position.
To do a little
because it was a referendum on Trump. They didn't have to work to do that because Trump gave you a lot of golden nuggets to do that himself.
Yep.
And all they did was do that. So they kept Biden in the basement during that whole thing. Well, right. Now they can't keep Biden in the basement, so they drug him enough so he can actually speak a complete sentence doing the State of the Union address without falling over. And everybody's like, look at him. He looks and sounds great. And it's like, dude, that he probably was in a freaking coma. Oh, you just turned me down.
No, you're pegging out over here. Okay. So
he was in a coma for, you know, the whole week up to that point. To
save right,
up
yeah.
the energy to be able to do that.
So and intravenous problem, vitamin C and everything yeah. else. Yeah.
And the other problem is the Republicans, and I'm talking about the Republicans sitting in front of a national microphone, the Fox News pundits, the establishment, et cetera, plus all the politicians,
right,
all have set such a low bar for Biden, talking about him falling up the stairs and him, Sleepy Joe, all that stuff has just created an easy bar for him to exceed in a State of the Union address.
It's
like
an
that.
Easy negative. Yeah. I mean, it's an easy, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's easy peasy for the Democrats to claim, look at him. He was fired up. He gave this great speech.
If you listen to CNN, we did this. I mean,
yeah, we've already done a show on this.
If you listen to them on CNN, they were all like, he sounded great, blah, 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 blah. And it was nothing about any of the substance in which he talked about, because he basically stood there and yelled at the country for, you know,
right,
2 hours or 67 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so we roll into this, that the issue with all this is the media can't do that honestly because it's just not an honest thing. So them,
that's
they
not
lie
stopped
about
them before. I mean,
no, I understand that, but we're in a different world. Hopefully, we're in a different world. I think there's a lot more people that are onto that,
right,
than there was prior to. Otherwise, we're in big trouble. So, the appeal of RFK Jr., Jill Stein, Cornel West, they march to a different drummer. They're not your standard,
right,
politicians, and in reality that's why they're attractive to a lot of people,
right?
And attacking Kennedy as an anti-vaxxer is literally like attacking like Marilyn Monroe for being sexy. I mean, it's just what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were in love with Marilyn Monroe because she was hot. They like RFK Jr. because of he's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, that's how
it's
he's
not
gotten
a fringe
where he is.
Thing anymore,
right.
Especially after COVID.
Right, and the reports from the military and the increase in myocarditis and all of that. Yeah.
So orders are orders. There's a Democrat message board there's a big meeting before everybody goes. I don't know how it's done, whether it's a hive mind and everybody's neuralinked together or what. But we played instances in which they have buzzwords that have been repeated over and over again from national all the way down to local stations.
Right.
So CNN's Jake Tapper laid out a nice whopper about NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And we know about Aaron Rodgers because he refused to take the vaccine.
Right.
And the guy won't back down.
No. And he shouldn't.
No. So RFK Jr. floated the idea of making Rodgers of his vice president choice.
Oh, wow.
Which made Jake Tapper and some other people lose their mind. So they made up a laughable story about Rodgers questioning the validity of the Sandy Hook shooting.
Right.
So now they're trying to compare Rodgers to Alex Jones, what they used to cancel him. So the story was based on Pamela Brown, who's the CNN co-host or whatever the show is. She claimed she had a private conversation with Rodgers at a party 11 years ago. Now think about this.
Yeah, 11 years ago. She's at a party and remembers this conversation.
Where he expressed his doubts.
Right.
Okay, so you can't ask questions about...
No, you're not allowed to question the narrative, man.
And then another unnamed source was dug up to back Brown's claim. So Aaron Rodgers, 11 years old, is at a party with this CNN chick.
Right.
And somebody else. And now you got somebody who won't come out. So what's what made me kind of amused about this is the second unnamed source. Why are you unnamed? What are you afraid of?
All right.
Like, this is Aaron Rodgers, one of the most famous athletes in the world.
Yeah, but you're an unnamed source.
Yeah.
So this is, all right, I was not in favor. Let me clarify what I'm about to say. Well, let me precede with what I'm about to say with this. I wasn't in favor of Florida making it easier to sue journalists who provide defamation based on anonymous sources. I'm not in favor of government being involved with that. But shit like that, where somebody can say an anonymous source.
Well, you can't. I don't think you should be able to use an unnamed anonymous source. I think it should be thrown out. I don't know that anything should happen to the person who names that, but I just wish America would just completely discredit stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
If you can't tell me who said this and you can't put a name and a face and credibility to this allegation, then it literally is watered down my back. I don't pay attention. I wish the rest of America would do that. I know that's a lofty goal.
Yeah.
But if we did that, the world would be a much better place.
Sure.
But...
Well, there are instances where the consequences of speaking out would hinder somebody from speaking out. I get that. There are things... Now, you and I will say shit in public that most people won't. But most people aren't loudmouths like us. Mm-hmm. And most people are worried about what others think of them, number one, which I don't.
No.
And I don't think anybody should care. However, I do understand that there are people that do.
Yes.
And
but I'm not talking about speaking out. I'm talking about what you internally absorb as a person.
Right.
And then you're influenced by. If you are influenced by unnamed sources, after all the shit we've been through for the last, I don't know, 50 years.
Yeah.
Let's just say during the Trump era, back to 2015. So during the past 8 years, mm-hmm. 7 and change, you're influenced by those people close to the matter, unnamed sources. If you are influenced by those, after you've seen all of the lies,
right,
that those unnamed sources, which actually don't exist, they're made up. If you're still influenced by them, well, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
You're not being a responsible citizen.
You're not critically thinking.
Yeah. You're not being a responsible citizen.
And that was going back to the conversation I had with my daughter this morning. You look, when somebody tells you something, number one, that is contrary to your personal beliefs, your first question should always be, well, why did they feel that way? And then you ask them, how did you come to that conclusion? Because it's either, number one, ignorance, which is unfortunately the predominant reason people come to certain conclusions.
Yeah.
They've heard it somewhere, and they just trusted that source. It's same thing with people just sharing headlines that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They didn't even read the article. They just saw the headline, and it fired them up, and they shared it.
And the news outlets know that.
Absolutely,
so
they
debunk the article in the last paragraph.
Right, absolutely.
So that they can't be accused of lying.
Right. It's like, well, we said it wasn't true. Well, your fucking headline says it was.
It's literally the opposite of the article.
But you always, always have to question the source. Everybody has a bias, us included.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, that now's a good time to say, don't just trust what we tell you.
Yeah.
Research it.
Absolutely.
Look it up. Form your own opinions based on real data, but know that every piece of data you get has some sort of bias to it.
Mm-hmm.
Every piece. We do our best to be intellectually honest and to share and let you know this. We don't necessarily say this is an opinion. We usually formulate that with, well, I think that's bullshit. You know, that's kind of how we say that.
Yeah.
But
so the Aaron Rodgers hoax kind of faded out.
Mm-hmm.
So the media needed another one. So apparently the college word of the day is bloodbath.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play the video. It's not very long, and I'm going to
hold it till after the break?
What, is it break time?
Yeah.
All right, so we just teased it.
Yeah, we did.
The bloodbath is coming up.
The bloodbath. After the
break, after beer review.
Bloodbath! Right, all right, we'll be right back right after this.
Hey guys, Uncle Wes here. Remember how we're always talking about how we wish we had access to an alternative marketplace for conservatives and get away from this woke culture? Well, guess what? We found one. MammothNation.com. You can buy jewelry, eyewear, stuff for your pets, sauces, spices, coffees, vodka, wine. Just about anything you want, you can get at MammothNation.com. And guess what? If you use promo code Driveway Liberty Media when you sign up, you can get 30% off your first year. Go check them out. MammothNation.com, promo code Driveway Liberty Media.
All right, guys, welcome back. It is time for Beer Reviews. Beer Review. Ooh. Hey, all right, guys, it's time for Beer Reviews. Daniel, what you drinking over there, buddy?
I am drinking a unique beer.
Yeah, unique up on it?
Unique. Monique, unique.
Yeah.
No, I'm really not. I'm drinking Yingling.
It's like that old dad joke.
It's again, crazy week, busy.
Yeah.
I'll make a promise to the listeners out there. I'll start trying to find some unique beers. We'll get back to that beer review of unique beers coming up. But I just couldn't do it this week.
Once again, thanks to the donation provided by Mary Howard.
Thank you, Mary.
Drinking Conservative Dad's Ultra Right, 100% more free American beer. And in this particular case, it was definitely free because Mary Howard gave it to us.
Thank you, Mary.
Yep, thank you, Mary. So that is your Beer Reviews. Beer Reviews. All right, man.
So we teased the bloodbath. So that, if you watch the news, you've heard the bloodbath. So I'm going to read you Trump's quote. This is another situation where they overreact and take Trump's verbiage out of context.
Sure.
So here's the quote. Quote, if you're listening, President Z, you and I are friends. I don't know why he says stuff like that. But he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you are building in Mexico right now, you're not going to hire Americans and you're not going to sell cars to us. No. We're going to put 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you are not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. But they are not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. So now they hear bloodbath, and Trump says if he doesn't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to say?
They're going to say he's inciting another insurrection.
Yes. What Trump is talking about, like, we can't survive another 4 years of a Biden country. Bloodbath is just an expression.
Sure.
So I'm going to prove to you it's just an expression, because here is all the liberal media using that word,
right,
in
various contexts.
Yeah, various contexts.
Lines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Yeah, bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies.
As part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath.
May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like.
Presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
In my opinion, bloodbath. The Democrats
are falling into ticket sales. Turned into a bloodbath.
Nah. Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to say the fans had a bloodbath for the company after the fiasco.
Man. So most of those clips were from liberal media. So you had a bunch of CNN, a bunch of MSNBC. They're very liberal with that word.
Oh, yeah.
So Trump uses it to describe basically what the country's going to be like if Biden wins again, not by people tearing down the streets. Only Democrats do that. They only set the Democrats set cities on fire,
right,
and kill people. We Republicans really
we don't really do that. No.
Not when we lose elections. No. But the whole premise of that is we can't survive. Trump is just talking about it's going to be a bloodbath if we get another 4 years of Biden.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with Trump. It's just us living through another 4 years of Biden.
Right.
So, just another example of the media doing what they do.
Taking him out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Forcing. No, the media is the propaganda machine for the left. That's it. I mean, that's all it is. Look, and you know what? I was having this conversation. I can't remember who with. Propaganda didn't used to be a bad word. It was used.
Conspiracy theories wasn't a bad word either.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. But propaganda was used to unite this country behind World War II.
The Uncle Sam whole thing was.
Yeah. Propaganda. It's all propaganda.
It's like a freaking halftime speech for a football coach.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to go out and tell your team the reality when they're losing 28-0.
No. You're going to go out there and try to fire them up and at least score a point or two, you know what I mean? Man.
It's crazy. And, you know, it's interesting because this is just another media hoax. And I actually have a list of the hoaxes, and I'm telling you, I had to use small font, and it takes up half the page.
I believe it.
The Russia collusion, hands up, don't shoot, Jesse Smollett, Covington KKK kids, very fine people, Russian bounties, Trump trashes troops. Remember all this shit?
Yeah.
Policemen Trump killed bleach. In a mostly peaceful January 6th protest.
The old liberal guys that were sitting at the bar the other day, they like, well, Trump was telling people to drink bleach. No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He did
doing
not
that.
Say that at all.
He did not say that at all. You need to go.
How about Hillary Clinton saying, what, wipe it with bleach, my hard drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dumbass. She actually said that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I said, you need to actually see his entire quote. He did not tell anybody to drink bleach. That was the narrative that you believed.
Yeah.
And I thought you two gentlemen were intelligent.
You were mistaken. Here's a report out that Google has interfered with 41 U.S. elections since 2008. They have swung more than 2.5 million votes.
I believe it.
Look at...
Because they absolutely suppress differing viewpoints.
41
I don't
times
expect
the
them
four,
to...
Last four elections.
You can have your opinions, but if you're going to provide a search engine, which is the number one resource for data, in this on this planet right now, Google. When somebody needs an answer to something, they either go to Facebook and ask it in a group, and then somebody says, Google that shit.
Here's a test for our audience. Next time there is something, top headlines that happens, whether it's a shooting, whether it's a something political, it's got to be amongst the narrative. Something Trump says or whatever, Google it. Google the phrase or whatever it is you're going to Google, whether it's the, you know, illegal kills, you know, Lake in one of those type of scenarios.
Right.
So you do that, and then I want you to find on what page the first conservative news outlet that has that in. And it's usually Fox News, and it's usually way down the bottom of the first page.
Yeah, and it's Fox News.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if you want to find, other news outlets that are more conservative, you have to actually type their name in the Google search.
All right.
The Washington Examiner is a good example, if you want, or Epoch Times, you know, those type of publications.
Sure.
You can't just the news with, I can't remember his name, the Russian hoax guy. Just the News. He was always on Sean Hannity.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either.
But they have a legitimate news site now. These people are tired of. I think a lot of them are tired of Fox News and their bullshit.
Yeah,
but they're tired of the media and they're fighting back. You know, Tucker Carlson's got his whole try find something with Tucker Carlson without putting his name in.
Yeah,
that it's him commenting on one of those things,
right?
Because he's creating articles and videos of a lot of that stuff. So
I mean, a prime example, we are number one on Podomatic again. Now that we've been back regularly doing podcasts,
we got to do is do podcasts, and we'll be.
Yeah, that's all we got to do. just be consistent.
Crank out content.
You got to get that content out there. We're top 10% of all podcasts internationally.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But ask your friends. Have you heard of Driveway Liberty? We got people down here calling us the Driveway Boys.
Yeah, people who know us.
People who know who we are.
The Liberty Boys.
The Liberty Boys or the Driveway Boys.
There's no boys in this. No, we are not boys.
We're grown ass men. We're grown ass men. Yeah. So, I mean, but you, and I look, I get so frustrated because, all right, I'm going to go to my Twitter account real quick, my personal. So, Wes Hernon Musician, but it's also where I share Driveway Liberty stuff. Mm-hmm. And now I did get a like from Thomas Massey, but I shared one of his tweets. So, I mean, you know,
yeah,
that's self gratification. Mm-hmm. But, all right, I'm going to my profile right now. I have 1,142 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I retweeted the last Driveway Liberty podcast where we discussed Biden's claim about the economy and shrinkflation, inflation, the economy. My wife asked me, did you mean to put the economy in there twice? I'm like, yes. 34 people have seen that tweet.
Yeah.
And the only people that have shared it or hearted it is me and you, and I think one other person.
Yeah, because nobody sees our stuff.
Yep. I shared a video of me playing the Recall Them All song, 169. That's still just barely over, that's about 15% of my entire followers. And that's because three people retweeted it outside of me.
Yeah, so all their followers see it.
So even on Twitter, which is supposed to be the freest social media platform of all of them, we can't get the word out. Now, you can go do a search for the Driveway Liberty podcast, and we dominate the first half of the first page of Google, but that's because you are being very specific and you are searching for us in particular. But if you don't know who we are, if you don't know what we do, you don't follow us on Spotify, you don't share our podcast when you listen to them, nobody else will hear us.
Yeah.
So that's a long-ass PBS spiel here. We don't even want your money at this point. Just share the cast.
Yeah.
The money will come, and then we can eventually do this full time. But if you listen to this podcast, and I know there are, you know, a couple of hundred regulars, and then there's, depending on the episode and the topic, a few more. If you listen to this podcast, you find it, number one, entertaining, and number two, interesting and informative, share it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guarantee you, if I go to Facebook, and I've got about a similar follower count on Facebook or friend count, and every one of them sumbitches will ask me to like their business page. They'll ask me to share their stuff. But you're not sharing our stuff.
All right, so here's a real-life example from my perspective. And you do this too, but I share a lot of memes.
Yeah, you do.
And I do them in bunches.
Yeah, while you're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get a tremendous amount of interaction
on the
memes. I share memes. I share a podcast, and I get zero, maybe one shares. Very, very, I don't even get likes on them most often.
So just
so I'm showing up in your feed.
You are. But it's depending on what you're doing, because when we change episodes, when we upload a new episode, I change the cover photo on our Facebook page to the whatever the graphic is for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So the shrinkflation episode that which came out yesterday, was it yesterday? Well, I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
4 likes. The episode itself, zero. 0 likes, 0 shares, other than the shares you and I did. So I don't know if y'all aren't seeing. Y'all may be seeing the images we share, the funny stuff we share on our personal pages.
Well, why don't you let us know? I mean,
like, I got a Biden kiss me, I'm Mexican from St. Patty's Day meme. 20 laughs, ha ha ha's, 4 shares. I mean, I don't know, man. Y'all reach out to us and let us know if you see the episodes. And I'll be honest with you, I grow tired of sharing it in groups, and I really personally hate using the at follower, at everyone tag and those things. But it's the only fucking way you see our shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's still not showing everybody. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent, a big one, a rant. But we have 720 followers on our Facebook page. We have maybe half that on Twitter. And, you know, we post at least one episode every week on average. I mean, there are a few weeks we take off. If you listen to a podcast, man, you know, share it if you enjoy it. If you, you know what, I know we cuss, and I know that's off-putting to some people, but it's just fucking driveway.
Yeah, but you...
These are two dudes sitting in the driveway drinking beer, and we're going to fucking cuss.
The top podcast in the country cuss.
Yeah. Joe Rogan. He's dropping F-bombs right and left.
Dude, you got freaking kiddie porn on Netflix, and it's very popular.
Kiddie porn on Netflix.
Cuties. Remember Cuties?
Oh, yeah.
But you got all worse shit on TV. So I don't want to hear the prude stuff, which...
Because you're going to sit there and watch. You're going to watch an R-rated movie. You're going to watch
a PG-13 movie, a freaking animated movie, or CGI or whatever it is, that computer-generated stuff.
Yeah.
And they say shit in those movies.
Yeah. And they wouldn't be putting those out if people weren't watching them.
No.
So, I mean, I'm at a point of frustration, not only with the podcast stuff, but my music stuff too. I mean, I'm getting shares and stuff lately, but not just the music stuff.
Well, it's the thing is the system is rigged against people with our political views. And if the people who share our political views are not active in promoting those things, they don't happen. So
help
us out. You want to support us, share it.
Yeah. It's frustrating to me.
Yeah,
it's frustrating as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're out here, and it is a legitimate labor of love.
10% in the country,
internationally.
I'm sorry, in the nation, in the world.
Yeah,
and we have, I don't know, a handful of Facebook followers and nobody ever shares our podcast.
I don't know how that worked. I don't know. Somebody's listening to us. That's what keeps us number one on Podomatic.
There's a lot of, there's some government officials that listen to us too.
Yeah, absolutely there are.
We've seen evidence.
I haven't looked at the map lately to see where our listeners are nowadays, but I'll do that by our next.
When you get like a whole dot cluster of Arlington, Virginia listeners.
Oh, they listening to us. They think we're inciting violence, and we're very careful not to do that. We want you to take legitimate and legal means to recalling them all.
Yeah, recalling them all. That's right. That's right. Guess who won re-election?
Putin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
88%.
He got 88%.
Now, well, his number one opponent died in prison, so it made it kind of tough on the people who were running against him.
Yeah.
In an Arctic prison. Alexei Navalny died in an Arctic prison last month.
In Siberia?
Yeah, but he still got a shit ton of votes, like 24%. I vote for the dead guy.
Yeah. That is 24% really hate Putin.
Yeah. Do you know there's 11 time zones in the country of Russia?
It's a big, geographically, it's huge, yeah, it's man. Huge.
11 time zones.
If I remember correctly, they probably have more square miles of country. Now, a lot of it's frozen tundra. Siberia, the northern part of Russia. That's why you've never fought a ground war in Moscow in the winter.
No.
I mean, you look at all the wars that have been won by Russia because some dumbass like Adolf Hitler thought it was a good idea to invade. Let's go. It's wintertime. Let's go.
Across this,
we got this
country.
We got this. We're going to freeze our asses off.
Like, we're literally going to die. The majority of our soldiers are going to die.
No, that's next level cold, dude. That's next level cold. Yeah. I don't want any part of that. I'd rather stay right here close to the equator. As close as we are.
Well, you know, Freddie Mercury's former London home is for sale.
Is it?
$38 million.
That's all?
Yeah.
Give me four of them.
So apparently he bought the home in 1980 with his close friend Mary Austin. And she's been living there, taking care of the house.
Yeah.
He left it to her.
Yeah, I think he left just about all of his estate to her.
Yeah, so she's been living there and caring for it, and she just 30 years. I mean, it's a long time. She put it up for sale. It's excess of 30 million pounds, which equates to around 38 million U.S. dollars.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fat bottom girls.
Make the rocking world go around.
Right. Oh, I just got noticed that... our congressman will be speaking locally on the 5th of April.
So, how do you feel about service animals in stores?
In what respect? I mean, I don't care. Dude, I don't give a shit. I grew up in the country. We took our dogs everywhere. They ride in the back of the truck. We'd walk in stores with them, but we didn't pretend they were service animals either. Now, I have an issue with somebody having a lap dog or a titty dog, as my mom called them, because you'd see the little old ladies at the mall with a little bitty small dog sitting on their titty.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with folks pretending they are service dogs. It's my emotional support chihuahua. No, he's not. That's a fucking little demon rat dog is what that is.
Well, we all know that you could pretty much, you know, meander your way into
you could grab one of those
little animal to be a service dog.
Yeah.
So I have an example of apparently a company pushing back on that.
Really?
Yes. Now, we all know, based on some shows in the past and some Halloween costumes, that Travis is a big Buc-ee's fan.
Yeah, he is.
Apparently, Buc-ee's.
They're pushing back against.
Pushing back. So a circus performer by the name of Justin Wood, he's a juggler in a circus. He's got a pet service duck.
Okay.
So this guy's got a, the duck is called Wrinkle. He's got his own YouTube page. This guy's got a YouTube page. The video was like 19 minutes long, and I watched the whole thing. Mm. The guy's good at doing the videos. Okay. It was interesting. And the guy's an interesting character. He's
Wrinkle.
Yeah. So he does this whole video of him bringing his duck to Bucky's, and he's talking to him the whole time.
Yeah.
And the duck kind of looks like he's reacting to what he's saying.
Right.
But the duck, like, is a pet. It behaves. It stays with him like a decent like a dog.
Yeah, like a well-trained dog.
So he's got him in a little kitty stroller.
Right.
And puts him in the stroller and goes inside, and, you know, people want to pet him. And then he's like, go ahead, give him fist bump, and the kid will stick his fist out, and the duck will peck his bill on the end of the fist.
Right.
You know, so the guy's an entertainer by trade.
Sure.
So he's having fun. He's got a camera crew, or at least somebody on a iPhone or an Android recording this whole thing as he's going through. And then one of the managers comes up and questions him on having the pet. We don't allow, you know, pets inside. And he's like, well, it's a service animal. And the guy's got freaking papers.
Right.
Like three different papers that show that the duck is a service animal.
Yeah.
So the manager's like, cool. Thanks for coming in. Enjoy your Shay.
Yeah.
She goes, and then somebody else comes up to him and said, well, we're worried that the duck could potentially fly around and you can't control him. So he takes him out of the carriage and puts a leash on him. So now he's walking him around with a leash.
Right.
And he's literally
just dropping
interacting with people. He's showing... He took a stuffed animal out and showed it to the duck, and the duck, like, tried to eat the stuffed animal.
Right.
It was a Bucky's, the beaver stuffed.
Yeah.
But it didn't damage it in any way, but poked at it a few times, and he's like, no, you can't eat that. Put it back. And then he goes around, and then after he left, he's out now in the sidewalk outside of the Bucky's.
Right.
And a cop walks up to him.
Uh-oh.
Issues him a trespass warning. Says you are not allowed on any Bucky's properties anywhere. And the guy's like, I'm banned from all Bucky's, not just this one in Tennessee. He's like, every one of them. And you can tell the cop doesn't want to do this.
Yeah.
But doesn't really have a choice, or I guess we'll pretend he doesn't have a choice. But we all know how we feel about that. But so he just writes him a warning. So anytime that you're on Bucky's property, which includes the parking lot, in the future, you could be subject to a trespass arrest. This and the guy was like the nicest guy you could ever meet. Was completely cooperative, very nice. When they said we're worried about him flying away, put him on a leash. Everybody in there, at least what they saw on video, was very happy interacting with this duck.
Right.
But the manager, so he's in the parking lot, and now he's off of their property.
Right.
He's standing on the sidewalk. His truck's parked in outer skirts of the Bucky's parking lot.
Yeah.
Standing on the sidewalk on the other side, and he's feeding the duck, and, you know, he's got this little Tupperware thing, bath thing, that he puts a duck in the water, and the duck will spray water on himself, et cetera. So the cop comes up with like three other cops, and they want to pet the duck and inquire about the duck. So the cops are all smiling and happy, and he's like, you understand, I'm just doing my job, kind of blah, 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 bullshit. So then while they're interacting with the cops, another manager... Maybe this is the other manager's boss.
Yeah.
Comes walking out with the stuffed animal that apparently the duck tried to eat.
Right.
But didn't really damage in any way. And says, the cop says, they want you to pay for the animal that the duck tried to eat. And the guy's like, fine, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
And the lady comes out and he's like, how much are you? And she's like, $16.95. And he hands her a $50 bill. And says, keep the change. And the manager said, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like, no, I insist, keep the change. And he said, and keep the stuffed animal. He said, because I don't want the thing. He's like, it reminds me of a horrible experience and you're rubbing it in. Now, when Travis listens to this, he's going to be all sad because this is bad pub for Buc-ee's, and Travis loves Buc-ee's, but...
Travis is going to defend Buc-ee's. Yeah. He's going to say that duck shouldn't have been in there. That's what I know Travis. He's going to double down.
He will.
He's going to double down on it. He's going to say he should have just stayed right there. He should have never been in there.
Yeah, it was so fun. But you should watch the video. It's an entertaining video.
I'll check it out. That's a shame because Buc-ee's has got a reputation as a cool spot.
Yeah.
Cool hangout.
Yeah.
What harm was that duck doing in there?
And he's like, I don't understand. He's like, all you did was make people smile. It's not you, Wrinkle. The duck's name was Wrinkle.
Yeah.
It's not you, Wrinkle. All you did was make people smile. Don't be sad. We just won't go to Buc-ee's anymore.
Wrinkle didn't give a shit. So that reminds me. And man, we were way off topic and we're about to be over time. When I lived in Macon, Georgia, we lived on a little lake up there. And so I would go out in the afternoons. I'd fish a little bit off the bank on the lake where we lived. And I would take like old bread out. I'd feed the ducks. And we had mallards up there.
Yeah.
And we had one that we called Florence who had lost the top, like half of the top part of her bill. Mm-hmm. So it was obvious she had a tough time feeding herself. So I got where I would wait for all the other ducks to go away and she'd hang out and I'd start feeding her. Well, we had a deck on the back of the house and it got about 5 o'clock every day and we had a sliding glass door. Florence, the duck, the half-billed duck, mm-hmm. would be up there knocking on the door to eat. She was like, hey, man, can you hook me up with some bread? Yeah. And I'd go out. I'd say, all right, give me just a second, Florence. She's knocking on that door. She's ready to eat. And as soon as I start feeding her, all these other mallards would show up and start stealing her food. And I'd sit on the steps of the deck, and she'd sit right beside me and hang out. And then I would just stop feeding everybody, and they'd all go on and mosey off. She'd sit there looking at me, knowing that I was going to take care of her when it was all
take care of her.
So, you know, there's times, man, when I wonder what happened to Florence cause now that we moved away.
But, yeah, probably starved to death.
Oh, Jesus, man. Don't tell me that. That's a man, right? Yeah.
All right. So we have to do one more thing before we close.
All right, because we're over time.
It's a 51-second video.
All right, fair enough.
So just to set it up, you heard about the shootings that happened at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they interviewed the Chiefs kicker.
Yeah. Did he do it?
And I'm just going to let the video play cuz you could tell this person was trying to get him to chime in on a political situation.
Yeah.
But here's the answer that Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Chiefs, gave.
All right.
I do want to ask, there is a debate in this country over the best way to curb gun violence after being so close to it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Yeah. I had to do a lot of thinking about what took place at the parade. I know gun violence was a big discussion, but at the end of the day, this is degenerate violence and it should not be occurring. I think we need strong fathers in the home. I think we need men that are leading, that are setting good examples, that are teaching the young men in our society that violence is not the way to handle our disputes. It's very unfortunate what happened. Unfortunately, many, many children were injured. A beautiful young lady was killed over someone getting offended and turning to violence to handle that dispute. It's so sad. I don't think guns are the issue. I think we need fathers in the home that are being great examples for our youth.
I do want to add.
Man, he handled that very well. Man, you could, I mean, that, and he's spot on.
Yeah.
It's not a gun issue. It is it's a societal issue.
And you could tell the way they based the question.
They were trying to get
him. Trying to draw him into this bullshit argument that it's an inanimate object that's causing all these problems,
right.
Not the behavior of the people that are using it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good thing to end on.
No, that is. I'm glad you forced that. Mm-hmm. That was that's a good one, and he's absolutely right.
Yeah,
murder is already illegal.
Yeah, we don't need more laws.
No, we don't need any more.
Just enforce the ones that are on the book.
And this isn't like that Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report, where we can predict who's going to do bad things.
Yeah, that's science fiction. Is that right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So with that being said, for my buddy Dan, I am your Uncle Wes. Share the damn podcast,
please,
folks.
Please share.
And we will see you next time on the Driveway Liberty podcast. You are